I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 18th. A truck took down some wires and a utility pole on Southern Artery in Quincy early this morning. Police say it happened right in front of the CVS on the Southern Artery just after 5 a.m. The incident knocked out power and the traffic signals in the area. National Grid crews arrived on scene to make repairs, and Quincy police were on scene directing traffic. A stabbing in North Quincy Friday morning is still under investigation. Police say a woman was stabbed in the abdomen as she dropped off her child in the parking lot of Quincy Catholic Academy at about 8 a.m. The woman says a man that she does not know stabbed her. The woman fled into Milton, where she was treated by emergency medical personnel, then taken to Boston Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect was described as a black male, and police say the incident may be domestic-related. Quincy Catholic Academy was placed in modified lockdown during the incident as a precaution. Police were checking surveillance video in the area as they search for the suspect. The issue of extending the lease for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links Golf Course and Clubhouse is back. Tonight, the Quincy City Council will hear a request from the administration to extend the existing lease, which still has 21 years left to go. A year ago, Quarry Hills Associates withdrew a request for a new 99-year lease with the city after some residents expressed concern about what they felt was a lack of public input, lack of fiscal transparency, and complaints that Quarry Hills had failed to fulfill promises of maintaining playing fields and walking trails on the 500-plus acre property. The lease extension would require both City Council approval and the approval of a home rule petition by the state. The future of Eastern Nazarene College property in Quincy remains in doubt as the school prepares to close at the end of this year after 105 years in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says there are unofficial reports that an out-of-state buyer is eyeing the 21-acre campus. Koch is working with the City Council to create an overlay zoning district that would allow for 55 and over housing on a portion of the ENC campus. And he says Quincy College could utilize the gym and library. Koch says that he would use eminent domain to take the property if he feels a proposed development at that site would be detrimental to the surrounding neighborhood. Outgoing Quincy Historical Society Executive Director Dr. Ed Fitzgerald has been honored for his 30-plus years of service. Society President Jim Edwards told the City Council last week that Fitzgerald did everything from creating historical exhibits and advising the mayor on the city's past to managing the society's workers and the building. Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang read a special citation for Fitzgerald, who attended the meeting with his wife. Society curator for the past 7 years, Alexandra Elliott, was recently named to succeed Fitzgerald, who will continue to serve as director emeritus. Quincy's free seasonal outdoor skating rink is back again after a very successful inaugural season last year. The rink is slightly larger and will be located across from the Quincy District Court. The rink will open on Monday, December 2nd, and remain open until the end of February vacation week. Commissioner Dave Murphy and the Department of Natural Resources have been working on the rink, and it will be run by the Quincy Recreation Department. It will be free for Quincy residents to use. A Weymouth man who received a kidney transplant from a genetically engineered pig died from an unexpected cardiac event unrelated to the organ. Mass General's Transplant Center says there was no sign that Rick Slayman's death was due to his body rejecting the organ transplant. 62-year-old Slayman died in May, 2 months after receiving the transplant. Since then, there's been no public disclosure of his cause of death. Immediately following Slayman's passing, doctors said they had no indication that it was the result of his recent transplant. Slayman had received the historic transplant on March 21st as a treatment for his end-stage kidney disease. Surgeons said they believe that the transplant would last for at least 2 years. Doctors knew of Slayman's heart condition before the procedure, but still believed he was a good candidate for the surgery. Slayman was the first living person to have the procedure. His family said Slayman underwent the surgery to give hope to the more than 100,000 people who need an organ transplant to survive. Well, firefighters in Dorchester put out a large fire early yesterday morning, which heavily damaged two floors of a multifamily home, displacing six residents. Just after midnight Sunday, firefighters said they responded to a fire that was burning on the first and second floor of a multifamily home on Draper Street in Dorchester. After arriving at the scene, firefighters said a second alarm was immediately ordered due to the heavy and fast-moving flames requiring extra support to fight. Nearly 45 minutes later, firefighters said the fire had burned through the roof of the home and that all companies were working to help put out the flames. An hour after they arrived, firefighters had the fire out. Boston Fire said firefighters remained on scene to monitor any hot spots and that six residents had been displaced. Nearly 3 hours after the fire broke out, firefighters were still on scene, putting out hot spots. They said embers from the fire ignited a tree next door. The damage is estimated at $350,000, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. The MBTA announcing they're shutting down the Red Line from Broadway in South Boston all the way to Harvard in Cambridge. That happened starting last night. Shuttles are replacing service between those two stations, but those buses will not stop at Downtown Crossing or Park Street. Instead, the buses will stop at State Street and Haymarket for connections to the other lines. The T says this diversion will help crews replace tracks and ties as well as improve signals and upgrade stations. There are currently two speed restrictions on the Red Line between Central and Kendall Square. The T says they're hoping to eliminate one. The new closure will last until at least Sunday. An elaborate ceremony marking the commissioning of the USS Nantucket in Charlestown on Saturday. The ship is now certified to join the naval fleet and serve in active duty. She sat beside the USS Constitution, the oldest commissioned naval warship on the water, while Governor Maura Healey delivered the ceremony's principal address. Nantucket is the 14th Freedom Variant Littoral Combat Ship commissioned in the United States Navy and the third to bear that namesake. It was built by the Lockheed Martin and Fincantieri Marinette Marine in Marinette, Wisconsin. It was christened in 2021 and delivered to the Navy in July. The ship's sponsor, the Honorable Polly Spencer, wife of the 76th Secretary of the Navy, joined by her daughters, gave the order to man our ship and bring her to life. Nantucket's commanding officer is Commander Kari Jakubison. The USS Nantucket will be homeported at Naval Station Mayport in Florida. Well, the Norfolk County Register of Deeds, Bill O'Donnell, sponsoring the Registry's 17th Annual U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots Drive. Donations of new toys and games can be brought directly to the Registry building on High Street in Dedham Square, starting today and running through Tuesday, December 10th at 10 a.m., A marked donation bin will be set up in the lobby, which is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. This year marks the 77th anniversary of Toys for Tots. The program was established in 1947 when the wife of a Marine major wanted to donate a Raggedy Ann doll for Christmas but couldn't find an organization to accept it. Since then, the national program has delivered over 677 million toys. Since 2007, the Registry of Deeds has collected over 1,700 toy donations for the Toys for Tots program. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back on Friday. The Dow was down 305, the NASDAQ dropped 427, and the S&P lost 78. Shares are starting out the week mixed in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro is up, and oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose to the Rams yesterday, 28-22. The Bruins host the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Celtics will take on Cleveland in Boston tomorrow night at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny and a high of 62 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a high 57. Sunny 56 on Wednesday, and rain arrives on Thursday, the high around 50 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, and northwest winds at 5 to 10 knots will be increasing throughout the day, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 12:40 p.m. There could be some splashover at the time of high tide this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:38, sets at 4:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 18th.